Blog Talk Radio.
There's a gift, there's a light in your heart. You just can't contain it when we all play our part around the world. It's just so amazing. This bridge together with our wisdom, and through our heart, we can make a change for the better. Peace together, peace together, peace together, peace together, peace together. Together, peace. Use your voice, sing your song, tell everyone you've made the to live for love, no more war, no matter where, this is the vision, now we see, and we
afternoon, depending on where you are in the world. This is Peace Talks and your host, Audrey Scott Williams, and we are coming to you through Now Time Radio. So welcome to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. We're going to have some very special guests in just a moment in our studio. Those of you who are vegan or vegetarian, considering a vegan diet, I think you'll be very excited to know that today our guest will be vegan chefs who have a restaurant in the Washington, D.C. area called Everlasting Life. And I have been there on many occasions when in Washington, D.C., and love the food. So I'm looking forward to our conversation, which will be coming up momentarily. I wanted to take this opportunity to just encourage many of our listening audience, family members, to be aware that we're moving into our Christmas, Thanksgiving, Christmas holiday season, and this is a time that ignites a lot of joy and comfort as we come together with our families. It also is a time that can spark in others depression and sadness because they may not have a family, friend, or community to reach out to. So I just want to encourage you to be mindful of those around you and remember to smile and give a loving word or two to those around you. And if you know someone who is feeling particularly lonely, to reach out to them, extend your holiday meals to those in your communities and in your circles who might not have a family to share this time with. And I say that because as we go into the winter months, I have found in much of the work that I do here, particularly in our country, where the holiday season is such a big celebration, that it also can put a lot of stress on people in terms of the commercialization of the holidays. Sometimes we get away from what the true meaning of the holiday spirit is. So just be mindful as we move into the celebration of the winter season, Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, that, you know, there's much for us to be grateful for and to uplift that. And also as we look at the holiday seasons, it's also very helpful at times to remember what are the origins and to honor all people who make these holiday celebrations important in our lives. So whether we're giving thanks for a harvest of an abundant harvest during the year, and that could be a harvest not only of the food that we're able to put on our table, but also a harvest of all those commitments and inner growth that we ignited this particular journey around as we went into the beginning of year 2012, a harvesting of what we have been able to create in our own personal lives. So whether we're looking at it from a food standpoint or the substance and essence of who we are, remember to give thanks for that. And then as we slip from that Thanksgiving period coming up towards the winter solstice and the Christmas celebration, to really take time to think about, you know, out of the harvest that I've just had, what seeds do I really want to harvest and nurture as a beginning for 2013, as a beginning for another cycle in my life? And the winter months are a good time for going within, for deep meditation, reflection on our lives, so that as we go through that 4 days of darkness during the summer solstice and the return of the light on Christmas Day, what we really can hold as we come through that cycle of our sun, the solstice, and we come out on the 21st in the light, we're very clear about what seeds we want to plant for the future. We're very clear about what we want to affect in our lives as we go forward. So just wanted to remind everyone of that so that we can all participate in a successful season and help those around us who need our love and our attention. I also wanted to remind everyone during the season of consumption to be mindful of what you put in your bodies. I know all these good recipes that we just wait for the holiday season to have, to come around again, and all the foods that, you know, connect with our food memories as we've grown up over the years. Just be mindful that what you're putting in your body has a lot to do with how you're going to be feeling a few days after the holidays, or even going into the next month or so. So I always encourage everyone, if you're going to take a chance on a food that you wouldn't normally eat, take small amounts. And also drink lots of water to help flush your system as you consume foods that might not be for your highest good. Watch the salts, watch the fat, you know, watch the amount of wheat that you're putting in your diet. I know I'm just making our meals sound so terrible, but this is a great opportunity for us to practice healthy eating habits so that, you know, when you're young, you think you're going to live forever. You can eat anything you want. Hey, been there. But as you start to get older, all those things that you did in the past begin, you come face to face with them, and it can register as dis-ease and discomfort, such as high blood pressure, diabetes, and other challenges. So what we want to do is partake of the holiday spirit and the meals with that we love, but do it wisely, so that you are healthy as you come out of the holiday season, that you haven't brought your bodies down so much that it's difficult and challenging to get that health back again. And for those of you like myself who may have some weight challenges that you're constantly working with, you know, it's important that we're extra mindful. And so get out there and walk during this time. And I know for some of you it's very cold where you are. Find some exercise that helps you to continue to get healthy and strong, so that as you come into the time when we'll begin to plant those seeds that we've been nurturing during the winter months, that you're healthy enough to plant them in a way that you will get the harvest as that you want as you go forward in not only your life, but in the anchor that you are for your families and for your communities. So this month, how many of you realize that this month is Vegan Month? And so we're going to be celebrating that. We are waiting for our callers from Everlasting Life to call in, and as soon as they do, we're going to begin our interview. I'm going to take a moment, since we have some time, and share a little bit of an interview that I did with our consultant Ron Ellis. Ron Ellis helps us to stay current on issues affecting our food production. And so he's also always giving us gardening tips that we'll need for the spring, but also helping to make us aware of things we need to be careful of, such as some of the pesticides and various things that are used. So let's hear a little bit from Ron.
There's a light in your heart, you just can't contain it. When we all play our part around the world, it's just so amazing. With our hands and our hearts, we can build this bridge. No matter where, this
You begin to realize and serve an emerging paradigm.
And that emerging paradigm is one of peace, is one of harmony, is justice, is righteousness for all human beings. And once you hold that vision and you can actually see that emerging paradigm in your vision, then you have to stand up for those things that are outside of that. And so, Ron, welcome to Peace Talk on Now Time Radio. And you know I am looking forward for us getting started on this conversation.
Well, Audrey, yeah, thank you.
Well, you've been listening to a little bit of an excerpt from our agricultural show when we talked about Monsanto. I apologize for cutting off our expert, Ron Ellis. I will be bringing this interview to you again next week, but we have a guest online, and I want to bring them forward right now as we talk about the fact that this is the time to celebrate vegan diets, and what better way to do that than talk about everlasting life. Welcome to Now Time Radio. This is Peace Talks with Audrey Scott Williams, and wow, here we are, Everlasting Life Restaurant in Washington, D.C. Could we talk a little bit about that? Is this Edith?
Yes, this is Edith. Audrey, how are you?
I'm great, and I thought that as we come, we're winding down on this particular half-hour segment, but I thought I'd just bring you up, and maybe you can fill us in on what's happening there at in Washington, D.C., at Everlasting Life Cafe.
Well, Everlasting Life Cafe is located in the heart of the Shaw and Howard University communities, and it's D.C.'s premier vegan restaurant. They have two young owners, Vernon and Micaiah Woodland. They are only 31 years old. They are native Washingtonians. They took over the restaurant 5 years ago when it was a food co-op, and they were long-term vegans, and so they took on the task of transforming this very simple place into a very inviting all-vegan cafe, and it now draws consumers from all parts of the country. It's not unusual to walk in and find some very prominent people there. I mean, there are students who come. There are professional people. I walked in one day. There was Cicely Tyson there, standing there ordering her food. They've had Russell Simmons to come in. They recently catered for Judith Jameson from the Abbott Ailey dance troupe. So, and this has just basically been by word of mouth.
Wow. So I guess the food must be really, really good.
Well, I eat there about two or three times a week. I love that the raw food that they have. Now, again, it's all vegan, and they have cooked vegan, and they have hot vegan food. And so the food is very nutritious. And they have done just a great job of turning it into a very, very wonderful place where people can come and get very economical and very healthy food.
So as we're talking about vegan food, I'm sure some of the callers may not be aware of what are we talking about when we say vegan food?
When we say vegan, we're talking about food, basically, that's organic food that's free of any animal products. And so when you go to their cafe, for instance, they don't serve any food, for instance, that has eggs. And so people, when you're making the distinction between vegetarian and vegan, usually people who eat a vegan diet, in addition to not eating meat, they also usually stay away from eggs and from dairy.
Uh-huh. Well, I understand that, as you said, Vernon and Micaiah, you know, a very young couple, so I'm right away, I'm just so impressed with what they've been able to do. 5 years, usually if you make it past that five-year mark, you're kind of in it for real, and it sounds like they have put the energy necessary, and here they are doing very, very well, the kind of clientele that runs a full spectrum. What is it that they see for themselves coming forward? Have they talked about that much?
Yes, they're going to be there. They're going to be, again, they're celebrating 5 years this month during this Vegan Awareness Month. They're celebrating their fifth anniversary. And they're going to be, they have a lot of new things that are coming up. They're going to have an all-vegan brunch that's going to be starting this Sunday that they have. And they're going to be introducing a lot of new menus, items, And so, for instance, every Tuesday they're going to have a specialty theme like a taste of Italy, Mexico, India, Asia. And they're going to be offering more food preparation classes. So people who want to learn how to prepare, vegan meals or whatever will be able to come in and actually come to the restaurant. And they also will be able to take some classes online. And one of the things that I'm very excited about that they're going to be doing is that they're going to be feeding about 50 homeless people an all-vegan meal on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I just want to say that if you want to know more about what they're doing, go to www.everlastinglifecafe.com, everlastinglifecafe.com, and you can visit their website and see all the exciting things that are coming up. I think they've also given us a phone number, 202-232-1700. Again, that's 202-232-1700. If you're in the Washington, D.C. area, you might want to call and get on in there and taste some of this delicious food. We certainly want to support them in their continued success as they offer such a great culinary experience for those who are seeking a healthy lifestyle. We talked about how important that is as we go into the holiday season. And Vernon, I understand, has actually had training as in the culinary arts. Is that correct?
Right, yes. Vernon actually is a graduate of the New England Culinary Institute in Vermont. And Micaiah's family actually owned a successful vegan cafe in Bermuda. So they both have been, practicing this lifestyle for this dietary lifestyle, practically all of their lives. And I want to say, Audrey, that it's really important to, if you are into eating vegan food, it's important to support a place like Everlasting Life Cafe. There have been several vegan establishments here in the Washington area recently that have had to close their doors. And so a lot of people now are offering vegan options on their menu, but this restaurant, this cafe, is one of the places in D.C. that you can go and get a 100% vegan option.
All right. Well, everybody take note. We have to support this young couple and the work that they've been doing and support ourselves in creating a healthy lifestyle for ourselves. So, Edith, I agree. We need to support Vernon and Micaiah in their efforts here at Everlasting Life. Everlasting Life has been around for quite a while. Before I moved from D.C., I used to go there under previous management, so it's so great to see that it is continuing in the role that it was initiated to serve the Washington, D.C. community up there near Howard University. So let's...
And I also want to say that people who want to help make the homeless have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving Day, they can come by the cafe, which is located right at 2928 Georgia Avenue. They can drop off 2928 Georgia Avenue Northwest. They can drop off mittens and hats and gently used coats. And they can drop them off at the restaurant, and they will be able to have some of these items on Thanksgiving Day presented to them.
Well, fantastic. You've been listening to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. Edith Billups has been giving us information about Everlasting Life Cafe in the Washington, D.C. area. Let's support this tremendous, tremendous cafe in terms of the healthy choices that it provides for our community. And if you're in the Washington, D.C. area, maybe head on over there Thanksgiving Day and help with volunteering as they feed the homeless. Edith, thank you so much, and we'll see about getting Vernon and Micaiah on maybe next week or the following so that we can have an opportunity for our audience to talk directly with them. Please give and tune in next Friday at 12 noon for Peace Talks on Life Conversations Radio.